with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump this week at the White House, saying she had done it, quote, as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says President Trump deserves credit for transforming the political landscape of Latin America.
Think about before President Trump took over. You had more Marxist regimes in the Western Hemisphere under Biden than you did at the height of the Cold War. Colombia fell. Brazil fell under Biden. Obviously, Mexico's problematic. Cuba's terrible. Venezuela. Well, now, what? We've got an Argentina leader that's conservative. Chile just elected somebody more conservative. And now potentially having Venezuela move back to where they used to be could be very, very good.
Governor DeSantis speaking this week on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire is pleased that the public is learning what really happened during the tragic shooting of Renee Good by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis.
And now the footage shows that officer was hit by that car. An officer who had previously been dragged by an ICE violent protester previously in his service to protect and serve communities around the United States.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says the Democratic leaders in his state don't represent most citizens.
You want to see what Minnesota is? It's all red except for one dot that is Minneapolis and St. Paul. So it isn't reflective of Minnesotans.
Emmer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up some ground. It was off 67 points at the closing bell. The high-tech NASDAQ struggled as well. It was off by 14. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports pro-lifers are giving President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America are not the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to more than 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. A hacker pleads guilty.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than two dozen times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration Health System. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to sentence Moore on April 17th. Moore pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum prison sentence of 1 year. Keith Peters, Washington.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing capacity. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation is speeding up construction of new plants in Arizona to meet growing demand for their chips. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.